What actually is pipeweed? It's central to Hobbit culture, but is it just tobacco or something else? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover the best in fantasy and science fiction books and TV shows. The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher, and so on. If you're new here, welcome. Pipeweed is important in The Lord of the Rings. In fact, Tolkien even devotes an entire chapter of his prologue to the subject. One chapter is about hobbits generally, one about the finding of the ring, one about the Shire, and one about pipeweed. He clearly wanted readers to understand what it was before the story started. In that chapter, he sets out the history of the leaf, as he calls it, or rather Merry does in his Herb Lore of the Shire. For ages, folk in the Shire smoked various herbs, some fouler, some sweeter, but all accounts agree that Tobold Hornblower of Longbottom in the South Farthing first grew the true pipeweed in his gardens in the days of Isengrim II, about the year 1070 of Shire Reckoning. That's 350 years or so before the events of The Lord of the Rings. The best homegrown still comes from that district, especially the varieties now known as Longbottom Leaf, Old Toby, and Southern Star. How Old Toby came by the plant is not recorded, for to his dying day he would not tell. He knew much about herbs, but he was no traveller. So the practice of smoking herbs of various types was long established among the hobbits by the time pipeweed first appeared. Sadly, we have no more detail on exactly what those herbs were, but pipeweed itself seems to have been brought in from Bree. That's the only place Old Toby ever visited, apparently, and the Bree hobbits claim to be the first to have smoked it. Merry speculates, though, that pipeweed isn't native to Bree or the Shire. It flourishes in warm, sheltered places like Longbottom in the Shire, but even more so to the south, where it is warmer. It grows wild and abundant and bigger in Gondor, although there it isn't smoked. It's called Sweet Gallinus and is basically just considered a nice-smelling, wild-growing plant or flower. It's only when you head north to where it has to be proactively cultivated that it's used for smoking. Bree is situated just by the Greenway, the old great north-south road that linked the northern and southern kingdoms of Arnor and Gondor, so it's not much of a stretch to imagine that Old Toby first encountered the weed in the possession of a traveller from Gondor, or elsewhere in the south. Merry's final speculation is that perhaps it doesn't originally come from continental Middle-earth at all. Perhaps it was brought over from Numenor by the Men of the West, hence its more common name in Gondor, Westman's Weed. This may be true, but Tolkien doesn't give us any more on it. So that's the history of the herb, or weed. It probably initially came from Numenor, then came across to Gondor and flourished in the climate there before making its way up the great north-south road to the crossroads of Bree and the Prancing Pony Inn, which still remains the home and centre of the art of smoking pipeweed, according to them anyway. Old Toby took it west into the Shire and started cultivating it as a new leaf to be smoked, better than the other various herbs and leaves the hobbits had apparently been smoking before. The hobbits developed smoking it into what they considered to be an art form, and those who passed through the Shire or Bree more often started taking to the habit too, dwarves on their way to and from the Blue Mountains, say, or rangers or wizards like Gandalf. Pipeweed's role in the story of The Lord of the Rings can sometimes pass you by if you're not looking for it, but Tolkien said that he included the prologue chapter about it because of its part to play in the story. He clearly thought it important, and its role is largely focused on Saruman's relationship to the leaf. Saruman started off disliking it. We get a snippet of a conversation he has with Gandalf once in Unfinished Tales, where Gandalf is smoking away, and it clearly irritates Saruman. Gandalf defends his habit, saying that it gives patience to listen to error without anger. Importantly, he also says that it is from the Shire. From here on, Saruman slowly catches on to Gandalf's interest in the Shire and tries smoking pipeweed himself. It's a bit petty, but having scoffed at Gandalf for smoking, Saruman didn't want anyone to know that he did it now, too, so he turned into a secret smoker, sending agents to the Shire to bulk buy him barrels of pipeweed from the South Farthing. This becomes important because suddenly the people he is buying from become rather rich exporters of the leaf. The Shire isn't a particularly capitalist rich kind of place, and so the Bracegirdles and Sackville Bagginses become relatively very powerful quite quickly. As Gandalf becomes more and more focused on the Shire and places stronger defences around it in the shape of the Rangers, Saruman uses his coin to strengthen his own position inside its boundaries. The truth of it comes out when, after the sacking of Isengard much later, Merry and Pippin find some barrels of Shire pipeweed there, which is a clue to what has been going on, although none of them really understand it at the time, instead just enjoying the fact that they get to have a smoke after so long. So when Saruman flees Isengard and takes over the Shire as Sharky, setting up the whole scouring of the Shire plotline at the end of the book, it wasn't just a random choice of place to go, he had laid the groundwork for it over a period of years. Pipeweed was the Shire's only real export of any kind, and Saruman had cornered the market. So what actually is pipeweed? It seems to have had an inordinate impact on the world for such a humble substance. Was it just tobacco, or was it perhaps something more? Well, in terms of its effects on people, it certainly seems relaxing, and if not exactly addictive, then certainly habit-forming. The Hobbits and Gandalf often talk about when they might next get some, and when Merry and Pippin unexpectedly find a stash at Isengard, their delight is palpable. But I'm afraid that the notion that pipeweed might be weed or something more doesn't seem to be backed up by the facts, at least as far as Tolkien is concerned. Tolkien explicitly states in the prologue to The Lord of the Rings that it is probably a strain of Nicotiana, in other words, a tobacco plant. And he refers to it as the tobacco of the South Farthing. And Merry seems to back this up when talking to Gimli after the fall of Isengard. "If you have finished eating, you shall fill your pipes and light up. And then for a little while we can pretend that we are all back safe at Bree again, or in Rivendell." He produced a small leather bag full of tobacco. "We have heaps of it," he said. Gimli took some and rubbed it in his palms and sniffed. "It feels good, and it smells good," he said. "It is good," said Merry. "My dear Gimli, it is Longbottom leaf." So Longbottom leaf is tobacco. If we need any more evidence, the recently released letter 146A from Tolkien to his publishers Allen and Unwin in 1954, just a few weeks before the publication of The Fellowship of the Ring, shows that, but for an editorial intervention, every reference to pipeweed in The Lord of the Rings would have actually been to boring old tobacco, as was the case in The Hobbit. Tolkien accepted their editorial note, saying, "I am very grateful indeed and astonished at his close attention not only to ordinary detail, but to the story and its idiom." And so the word used was changed to pipeweed, with the prologue clarifying that it was indeed still tobacco, as it was all the way through his earlier work, The Hobbit. And when you think about it, it does make absolute sense that pipeweed is tobacco. Tolkien loved smoking his pipe stuffed with tobacco leaf. He considered it one of his greatest pleasures in life. No, the connection between pipeweed and weed is not really from the text itself, but probably a result of the 1960s and 70s countercultural following that The Lord of the Rings attracted. More modern Tolkien fans are probably also influenced by Peter Jackson's films, which do little to dispel this connection. Saruman tells Gandalf that his love of the halfling leaf has slowed his mind. Merry and Pippin seem very relaxed after smoking their Longbottom leaf, and in the Hobbit films, Radagast's eyes seem to roll into the back of his head as he takes a toke on Gandalf's pipe. But all these seem to be just playful modern interpretations of Tolkien's work, not what he had originally intended. He loved smoking tobacco in his pipe, and made the heroes of his story do and feel the same. But having said that, why not? Tolkien fans often defend fiercely what is or isn't true to his legendarium. I've done a whole other video on that. But Tolkien himself went to great pains to say that his stories were all about applicability. He deliberately wrote his stories for his readers to take the meaning on for themselves, not just be told what they mean like a cheap allegory. It may be countercultural in its own way, but I don't think Tolkien would have objected to people taking whatever meaning they wish from the Hobbit's love of pipeweed. In fact, I think he would have been delighted if they did. Pipeweed is a symbol of the hobbits' love of the good things in life, just like their enjoyment of a pint. They come in pints, down at the Green Dragon Inn, or a good second breakfast. When Tolkien was writing about pipeweed, he was almost certainly thinking about tobacco, because for him, that was one of his great enjoyments. If when reading The Lord of the Rings or watching the movies, you want to see it as something else that is good in life, as long as it does no harm and brings people together to celebrate life and love, I think Tolkien would have been okay with that. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos like this one, diving into Tolkien's legendarium, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.